The Werewolf by Jackie Leigh Ross. There once was a werewolf, the fiercest of all, scaring all that saw him, both big and small. His teeth were sharp, his eyes were scary, his claws were long, and his face was hairy. But as he got older, his howl grew weaker. He was no longer frightening, just mostly a thinker. His eyes grew dim, and he gained a slight cough. He was losing his nerve. He wasn't so tough. But the worst thing of all was that he couldn't remember where he put his best cap, his teeth, or his sweater. Where is my hat? Where are my slippers? And with all that, he lost his temper. One day in the woods, when he'd forgotten his way, a miracle happened when he met Jenny May. He sat by a tree, his heart nearly broken. The fear that he felt could hardly be spoken. Then Jenny May came by looking for flowers, not knowing the wolf had been crying for hours. She took hold of his paw as she gave him a smile. "I'll take you home. It's only a mile." That blue house. Not because he was nice, 'cause he'd been such a louse. But when they got home, something great came about. When Jenny May hugged him and kissed his warm snout. She sat him down and dried his tears. She looked around, sensing all his fears. "How can I help you? What can I do? Where is your sweater, your teeth, and your shoe?" The wolf was embarrassed when he looked down. He saw the big mess he had left all around. But Jenny May just grinned and looked through his room, finding all his things, cleaning up with a broom. She made him a fire and then some hot stew. A more compassionate person this wolf never knew. He was certain his life had not been what it should, causing havoc and chaos all through the woods. But now he would change it before it was too late, forgetting his meanness, his fierceness, and hate. He may not be young or as strong as he would like, but his heart would be good. His heart would be right. The flower Jenny May found in the woods that day was a gruff old wolf that had lost his way. She looked past the thorns. She looked past the weeds, not seeing his faults, but seeing his need. The wolf found the thing that had always been missing, a person to love him, despite his hissing. Jenny May went home that very same night, preparing a place where her new friend could sleep tight.
This has been an All About Kids production, narrated by Robert W. Armstrong, adaptation by Jackie Leigh Ross, all rights reserved.